Hello, how
hey,
are you?
You've been a man who's been in hot demand because of your show Taboo, which is airing back tonight on Channel 10. Can I just firstly say, on behalf of probably Australia, but me personally, thank you so much for doing a show like this. You had me literally in tears in pilot week. It's okay, it was good tears, happy tears. Because
there were some sad ones as well.
Well, my very close friend is actually a paraplegic, and watching the pilot show where you spoke to people with a disability and to see not only what he goes through day to day, but actually there was quite a few revelations of things that I did not know that he himself would probably be going through in that situation. You've really highlighted a minority and you've really just opened up the conversation with people. So thank you so much.
Oh, that's very nice of you to thank me for that. But I think it was the four participants who opened all of that up. I just sat and listened to them. You know, they were so amazing in the way that they told their story and opened my eyes as well. Like little things, like didn't realise how annoying it would be to have a disabled car park and when you get out, the bloody gutter doesn't have a ramp on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what kind of idiot has a car park like that? Right? And able-bodied people will just never notice that because it's not a concern of theirs. Like, it's just when you hear people's lived experience, that's when you get an eye-opener into it. It's what I love about doing the show.
Absolutely.
Because we're hearing from the people who are living it.
Now, the classic way the TV shows like this kind of work is you generally have to record a whole heap at a time. Is that the same with Taboo?
Yeah, so we did the pilot, obviously, last year for pilot week.
Mm.
And then, fortunately, or not, it depends on how you look at the workload, it got greenlit. So then I had to go to work. We did the three episodes, basically, they kind of went back to back and overlapped each other. So I went on a holiday, and then I had a bit of time to write the stand-up. Then I went on another one and did the stand-up. Anyway, it was a bit hectic, and I'm glad that it's done now.
Do you feel that because like of all the time you're spending talking and asking all these like really open questions that you had to stop yourself from asking just really like intrusive questions to your family and your friends after?
No, because that's how I've always been. I always ask intrusive questions to people. You know, I'm the guy that if someone walks into a room and they've only got one eye, I'm like, what happened to the other eye, mate? You know, look at and people are like, you can't ask that. I'm like, well, how am I going to find out if I know?
Tonight's episode, you actually look at those who have been diagnosed with a terminal illness. You also look at minorities. There will be a replay of those with a disability. If, and I'm hoping, because right now this is absolutely my favourite show on TV, if this gets given the tick of approval for another season, what would you love to cover off?
I'd really like to do an episode with the elderly.
Ah.
And I go, four senior fits and go to a bit of lawn bowls.
Yeah.
About their stories.
I think it's more about the lifestyle. That's what I'm reading into it. You just want to have someone cook your meals at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You want to have cheap Tuesdays at the bar and you want to have someone change you.
Yeah, and I want Nana to put me to bed.
All right, Taboo, it's going to be back on your TV tonight from 8:40 on Channel 10. Harley Breen, thanks so much for checking into the Departure Lounge.
Good on you guys. Thanks for having me.